Down.
We play nothing but power hits.
Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News.
Socialist Party has urged stakeholders to oppose the Zambia Institute of Journalism bill. SAFADA has appealed to government and stakeholders for financial support. In international news, Pope Francis has died. And in sports news, Boyd Mulwanda has named his final squad.
And now, the Power FM News.
With upfront and reliable news every day, I'm Shekinah Sakala. Socialist Party President Fred Membe says the Zambia Institute of Journalism bill must be stopped immediately, warning that it could severely undermine media freedom and cripple journalism in Zambia if enacted. Dr. Membe notes that the legislation signals a return to the restrictive environment journalists faced under Frederick Chiluba's presidency 3 decades ago. He recalled that a similar attempt in 1995 was declared unconstitutional by the High Court and questioned the justification of reviving such legislation. Dr. Membe urges that such story regulation would place journalism under house arrest and that media freedom cannot coexist with strict regulatory controls. He maintains that journalism should remain an open calling and dismiss claims that Zambia lacks laws regulating the press, asserting that the media is already burdened by excessive legal restrictions. Dr. Membe stressed that meaningful democracy requires tolerance and critical debate, advocating for open dialogue rather than censorship.
Journalism is an open calling, not a closed profession. It is dangerous to try and turn journalism into a closed profession like medicine or law and start to license journalists. This will strike a serious blow against media freedom. Journalism is no more than the paid and increasingly unpaid exercise of the general right to freedom of expression. That is why it should be open to anybody who feels called to it or simply has something to say. Journalism should not be treated as a closed profession requiring special entry standards and regulations. Journalists are not doctors or lawyers. As a glance at the payslips of most struggling hacks would readily confirm, a system allowing them to be struck off or denied a press card for breaching some enforced code would be anathema to media freedom.
Tonse Alliance National Chairperson for Parliamentary Affairs, Brian Munduwile, has challenged the government to account for the over 200,000 metric tons of undelivered maize that was paid for. Recently, U.S. Ambassador to Zambia, Mike Gonzalez, disclosed that the Zambian government had purchased maize from Tanzania at 48% over the market value, and much of the maize was not even delivered. Mr. Munduwile says it came as a surprise that Zambia, which was given $20 million in aid by the U.S. government to address the drought crisis, could not afford to buy maize 48% above the price. He has urged government to respond to these concerns by the U.S. ambassador and state how long it would take to deliver the maize that was paid for. Mr. Munduwile further said government should also give a comprehensive statement on how that money was used. The Small Scale Farmers Development Agency, SAFADA, has appealed to the government and other stakeholders to provide financial support to the organization for the coordination of a 2-day crop farming and livestock farming workshop. SAFADA is planning to train 100 farmers in crop farming and livestock production on the 13th and 14th of May, with a target to train 10,000 to 125,000 small-scale farmers by the year 2030. Organization Executive Director Boyd Morwe says SAFADA aims to equip farmers with knowledge on sustainable farming practices and animal husbandry. Mr. Morwe notes that SAFADA will also introduce online courses on sustainable crop farming, including vegetable production and small animal rearing orientation and extension service.
The government of the Republic of Zambia has planned to produce 10 million metric tons of maize, and 1 million metric tons of soybeans, and 1 million metric tons of wheat by 2027. So this is a task that cannot be left to government alone. Something that all stakeholders must be involved to ensure that we attain the goals. It's not easy because we are facing a lot of challenges in agriculture, one of which being the climate change, which is actually forcing us to face unpredictable weather pattern. So it's important that stakeholders take part.
Mukolo Deborah Kavonso, wife of Chief Milo of the Lala people in Serenja district, has handed over assorted gifts donated by First Lady Mutinta Hetilema to Milo community. The gifts were earlier donated by the First Lady to spouses of chiefs in Central Province. Speaking at Milo Primary School, Mrs. Milo, who serves as secretary to the spouses of chiefs in Central Province, called for an end to child marriage. She urged stakeholders to work together to address the issue of unwanted pregnancies, emphasizing that collaborative efforts were necessary to protect vulnerable children. Mrs. Milo paid tribute to the Lala, Bisa and Swaka Association for their donation of assorted gifts to Chief Milo's subjects. She highlighted that early marriages expose young girls to health risks, domestic burdens and lack of care, which could lead to gender-based violence.
Basirolo, basurutani, na wanse mwela di mwono mchara. Tulefua ikoku mwombela pa mwono pa kusungaresha, haba anaba nono uku ingira mfiopo. Mfiopo, ngaba ingira haba, na mwa diba maashi ya kalamba. Aengi, kwa mwonge chaku badira po, umukashana, teti eshiwe wino eshi ya kusakamana, haba anaba nankwe. Elio nolupuwa lonzi, kabilite kusi, kusi chalenga, nolupuwa mwaba, ama ruwele, kwa mwonga ama ruwele ya kukulomia. Kasi chakwe tu kusakamana, na ena mwana, na yako sakamana haba naba naba.
In international news, Pope Francis, the first Latin American leader of the Roman Catholic Church, has died at the age of 88, the Vatican has said. In a statement published by the Vatican on its Telegram channel, Cardinal Kevin Farrell said the Bishop of Rome, Francis, returned to the home of the Father this morning at 7:35 local time. His death comes after he appeared at the Vatican St. Peter's Square on Sunday to wish Happy Easter to thousands of worshippers. Pope Francis, born Jorge Mario Bergoglio in Argentina, was discharged from hospital last month after 5 weeks of treatment for an infection that led to double pneumonia. The acting head of the Church of England, Archbishop of York, described him as a holy man of God who was also very human. Still within international news, a 14-year-old girl has been killed by a lion in the outskirts of Nairobi, the Kenya Wildlife Services, KWS, says. The child was snatched from a residential compound on a ranch next to Nairobi National Park, according to Conservation Agency. The alarm was raised by another teenager, and KWS rangers followed tracks to the nearby Mbangati River, where they found the primary school girl's remains. The lion has not been found, but KWS said it had set a trap and deployed search teams to look for the animal. The agency added that additional security measures had been taken to prevent any further attacks. We take a short break and we'll return with the sports news.
More news still to come on Power FM.
Power FM Lusaka is your number one hit station.
We bring you the best content Zambia and the continent have to offer.
We offer competitive rates to help you grow your business and brand both locally and internationally. Contact marketing on +260 961 690 486.
Elevate your business. Power at 1.3 FM Lusaka. Number one hit station. Number one hit station.
Hot off the press news from Lusaka, Akabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureaus. The Power FM News every day at 0630, 1200, and 1745 hours as we keep you informed and updated. And now, the Power FM Sports News.
under 20 men's national team coach Boyd Mulwanda has named his final 25-member squad ahead of the 2025 Total Energies Egypt Africa Cup of Nations AFCON under 20 tournament that swings into action this week. The team jetted out abroad a Fly Emirates Airlines around 21:30 hours on Sunday via Dubai.